fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 17th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. No major headlines on droids this morning, what I consider major anyway. There's a lot of comments about President Trump's press conference yesterday, which I believe that will just run through the news cycle for maybe a week or two at the most, and that'll be the end of that. Prepper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to work on your spiritual preparedness, getting your spiritual house in order as it is. It's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be on one hand. On the other, I do feel a responsibility to advise you that that's a very, very important part of preparedness and that you need to address that and make it a daily part of your life. We're going to have open lines this first hour. I'm going to begin discussion talking about Planet X. Haven't talked about Planet X in any detail in quite a while. And the second hour, we'll have Leon Green. We'll talk about doTERRA essential oils. It was the late winter, early spring of year 2000, 18 years ago. Two friends of mine, both independent researchers, approached me separately. One didn't know the other was going to approach me about this planetary-sized object called Planet X, also called Wormwood, also called Nibiru, the destroyer, and so forth. And I patiently listened to each of them, and they were telling me about this planet that comes through our solar system on a regular cycle about every 3,600 years. And when it does, it causes massive problems and an extreme die-off of human beings, along with many animals and plants, of course, wiped off the face of the earth. So I did listen to these guys, and I thought, man, you two need tinfoil hats real bad. This is too crazy. But I respected both of them enough to go ahead and approach a friend of mine who is connected to the lettered agencies. And I said, I told him the story, and he basically told me I needed a tinfoil hat. But he said, John, I'll check it out. About a month later, he gets back with me. He says, John, yes, it's true. The government's known about this since 1979. Let me rephrase that. They actually located it in 1979. They had known about it for decades before that, but they located it in 1979. And that began serious preparations to get ready for it, 1979. So what are we looking at there, 29 years ago or so? No, 39 years ago. Excuse me. Lost a decade there. That's when I began my own research. And many of you out there have looked into Planet X, and you've done did the same things I did. I was pretty pumped up on this. In fact, one of the first things I did was schedule viewing time at a private observatory. We took a carload of people, friends of mine, and we thought, well, we're going to look at this thing ourselves. Little did I know, in my ignorance at the time, that you first of all had to be in the southern hemisphere. The farther south, the better. Extreme southern Chile would have been good, and so forth. Plus, you had to be able to look in the infrared light spectrum. Obviously, clearly, neither of those two things were going to happen in south central Missouri, where this telescope was located. Actually, two telescopes in a private observatory. But that was my naivety, my ignorance at the time. So my research began, and I came across the expected people, such as Dr. Emmanuel Balakowski, Zechariah Sitchin, my friend Professor James McKinney, who became my friend over the years, and others. And my research is going pretty good. I'm learning a lot, things that most people learn when they look into this, to provide clear and convincing evidence that this thing is real. In the summer of 2007, something else happened. I was having lunch with a very dear friend of mine, and he served in the U.S. Navy. And so we're having lunch, and I'm telling him about what I'm learning about Planet X, and he spontaneously starts telling me about a classified briefing he attended in 1985. During that briefing, they were told the following: gentlemen, during your lifetimes, not your children's, not your grandchildren's, during your lifetimes, these oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. And when it comes time to retire from the Navy, this was a submarine corps, by the way, when it comes time to retire from the Navy, you just might want to retire to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as one of the known safe havens. That was, I believe, July 2007. About a month later, August 2007, I got a phone call from a friend of mine. He at the time, he was a college professor teaching a college class on geopolitical matters, international relations, down in Rolla, Missouri. He asked me to come and do a presentation on terrorism to the students. I agreed to do so. He didn't tell me there was going to be a second presenter there. That Matt gentleman was a retired intelligence officer from one of our military services. So we do the presentation on terrorism to the students, and myself, the retired intelligence officer, his wife, and my friend, the college professor, we go to a pizza parlor there in Rolla, Missouri. And during our conversation and getting to know each other, I found out he did a 3-year tour of duty with the submarine corps. He wasn't in the submarine corps. He wasn't even in the Navy. Well, I never met this man before in my life. I knew that I may never see him again. So I have to ask the question. Here's the question. Tell me what you know about rising ocean levels. Before before he can speak up, his wife sitting next to me says the following: John, we're getting ready to retire. We're at our last duty station at the Pentagon. We had to pick a place to retire to. We picked the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of rising ocean levels. Well, that was the answer I was kind of, sort of expecting to get, and I did get. I immediately made an appointment to meet him the following week with my wife, and I brought along the map that I'd started making with my friend, the map that duplicated the map these men were shown at these classified briefings, showing North America with new coastlines. He agreed to meet with me. He made the second revisions on that map. Now, as many of you know, one of the things I do is teach concealed carry training for our Missouri residents to get their concealed carry permits. By my very next class, I had a student there, I can mention his name since he's now deceased, Stephen Canfield. During lunch break, I asked all my students if any veterans. Steve raised his hand. He says, yes, I'm a retired officer from the United States Navy Submarine Corps. I immediately made an appointment to have lunch with him at the local country club the following week. He agreed to meet me there. I brought along the map that we were working on with the two previous veterans. He made the third and final revisions in the map. The map that's, I believe, is posted at my website. If you have difficulty finding it, I know it's part of the article I wrote titled No Need for Panic Under Free Downloads. No Need for Panic Under Free Downloads. It's also on my DVD, my new DVD, I should say, Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Which I just realized that we got the title wrong here on my little tile here at the top of my website at the lower at thelibertyman.com. I'll have my webmaster change it to get it down correctly. A lot of synchronicity kicking in there. It was only a couple of weeks later. Actually, it was quite a bit later. I get the timeline here correct. But it was sometime later that my first DVD was published, titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And I had just taken delivery of the first case of DVDs from my duplicator. I have them in the backseat of my town car. And I had an obligation, a business obligation, professional obligation, to go to a fundraiser we were having in Salem, Missouri, for a client charged with first-degree murder. This was 2008. So I'm walking around. It's a beautiful early fall day. Live music, great food, everybody enjoying themselves. And this is a gentleman, this is being sponsored, by the way, by the Western Cherokee Nation, since our client was a Native American Cherokee. So I see a man walking around with an official-looking name tag attached to his shirt. It said, Tim Spencer, Director of Emergency Preparedness, Western Cherokee Nation. So I struck up a conversation with him, and we talked and got to know each other a bit. And I said, Tim, I just took delivery of this DVD. I'd like you to watch it and tell me what you think about it. So I gave it to him, and we parted company. Me not knowing at the time that he's a veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. So he calls me up a week later, and he says, John, I've watched your DVD. I said, okay. He says, John, I've seen that map on your DVD before. I said, really? He says, yeah, really, I did. Then he goes on to tell me about being in the Navy, in the Submarine Corps, doing classified work at the New Orleans branch there, station for the United States Navy, walking across the hall to get a cup of coffee and seeing the map on the wall. Master Chief there said, young, and this is Matt, Tim would have been 22, 23 years old. The Master Chief was probably old enough to be his father, mid-40s or so, mid to late 40s. Master Chief said, young sailor, when you retire, this is where you want to retire to. And he pointed to an area that wasn't on my map. It was on that Navy map. outlined in white, showing the Arkansas Missouri Ozarks outlined in white. You want to turn, he said, the Master Chief said, you want to retire this white area, not telling Tim Spencer what the markings on the map really meant. Now, Tim finished his tour of duty with the Navy, and he remembered that map. He thought it had to do with a safe area from nuclear warfare. That was his belief up until he met me in 2008. So when he retired, he and his family moved to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks, just outside Salem, Missouri. They bought a parcel of land. They built themselves a very nice home there and raised their family, him and his wife, Lori. A hobby farm. They established and started a hobby farm, which, of course, they still have and they still operate every day. Tim Spencer is very unique when it comes to the status of these other veterans. Tim was injured twice in the U.S. Navy active duty, which resulted in him being 100% disabled. That's why he can talk about this publicly when these other veterans can't, because they have a pension that could be compromised or taken away from them if they reveal classified information, even something that's important that everybody should know. And obviously, clearly, our enemies, the Russians and Chinese, already know. So Tim Spencer agreed to go public with me. And his testimony is on that DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. So, fast forward again a couple of years. Actually, I need to go back a couple of years. Let's go back to 2005. I ran across an article published in 2004, actually a white paper, paid for with your tax dollars. It has a real catchy title, An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and its Implications for United States National Security. It talks about the consequences of two possible future events at that time, 2004. One, the Gulf Stream is slowing down dramatically. Two, the Gulf Stream stopping entirely. It's a free download at my website, by the way, An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and its Implications for United States National Security. It's 21, 22 pages. I refer to it as the scariest 22 pages of nonfiction you'll ever read in your life. Especially now that we know, and I know, and it's easily provable and easily demonstrable, that on June 12th, 2010, the Gulf Stream did in fact stop. And thanks to the modern technology we have, if you scroll down the left side of my home page, scroll down, 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 you'll see just to the left of Master Sergeant Roy Benavidez image there in the speech he gave. I met Roy, by the way, and it was one of the honors and privileges of my life to meet Roy Benavidez. Radio interview one, radio interview two. We got a break coming up here in about a minute. I located a Italian scientist, Dr. Luigi Anni-Zangari. Myself and Dr. Deagle, we interviewed Dr. Zangari twice. This would have been in 2010, the third and fourth Fridays. I believe it was the third hour. But the interviews are there. You can listen to them, these radio interviews with Dr. In the first interview, the doctor said, we believe the Gulf Stream has stopped. The second interview, he said, yes, we reconfirmed our calculations, and yes, the Gulf Stream did in fact stop about 6 weeks ago, June 12th, 2010. Now, I don't believe he's granted any public interview since then. He got the memo, would you like to see your children have another birthday? And that was the end of him talking publicly. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of July. What, you may ask, what's the connection, John? What's the big deal? What's the connection between the Gulf Stream stopping and Planet X? Well, I'm not a scientist, first of all, but I am a pretty smart guy, and I've been a professional investigator, criminal defense investigator, for more than 40 years, going back to 1973. And I'm making a connection here that I think has merit, a connection between what's going on with this planet and interacting with another planetary-sized object, Planet X. We're seeing similar effects on other planets in our solar system that have been warming. And the Gulf Stream is stopping as a consequence of the following: melting freshwater ice in the Antarctic, melting freshwater ice in Greenland. The melting ice at the North Pole, well, it's mostly floating seawater, so it doesn't change the salinity or the level of the ocean, either one. But the melting freshwater ice in the Antarctic and the melting freshwater ice in Greenland is literally changing the salinity of these oceans. That's the problem. The salinity is being reduced. Now, we're talking about slight variations in salinity, but that's all it takes. Now, seawater behaves differently than freshwater. That's a well-known, scientifically provable fact, very well-known. If you take if you have a tank of seawater, a normal salinity seawater, oh, say 100 feet long and maybe 10 by 10 feet size. If you inject a burst of water in there, about 4 inches in diameter, keep in mind the tank would be, oh, say, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And you inject a stream of water in there under a forest, maybe 4 inches in diameter, that would be, oh, 75 degrees Fahrenheit, very warm. Both of them being normal salinity seawater. A thermal barrier will instantly surround that warm water being injected into that tank, allowing that warm water to pass from one end to the other as a more or less intact 4-inch diameter stream of water. If you start injecting fresh water into the tank, reducing the salinity of the water in the tank, if you start slowing down and breaking up that stream of water going through there, that 4-inch diameter stream of water, to the point where it just completely merges with the rest of the water, simply by changing the salinity. And that's what's caused the Gulf Stream to stop. Now you may say, well, so what, John? It's a stream of water in the ocean. It stopped. What's the big deal? Here's the big deal. And you can hear Dr. Zangari on one of those two interviews say the following. The Gulf Stream used to, past tense, the Gulf Stream used to regulate the jet stream. Now, wherever you might be on this planet, about 5 miles above your head, there's winds going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, called the jet stream. It could be 80 miles an hour. They could be 125 miles an hour, the jet stream. There's three jet streams, northern hemisphere, equatorial, and southern hemisphere. What the jet stream does and what it doesn't do, it has a tremendous impact on agriculture, on weather, and all over the planet. So with the jet stream no longer being regulated, it no longer behaves in a dependable, predictable fashion, which is critical for agriculture, absolutely critical. It's not optional. It's turned agriculture upside down in some ways. Now, agriculture in my neighborhood is basically grass-fed cattle and timber. Both are doing fairly well. These ranchers are pretty smart guys, and they know how to do workarounds. But for other people in other parts of agriculture, it's an issue. It's a massive issue, and will continue to be for, well, we don't know for how long. Because once the Gulf Stream stopped, it's not going to start again, not within our lifetimes, if ever. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back to hear more here on Tuesday, 17th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My new DVD is now published and ready for distribution. Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. We got a banner for that at the very top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. This is my Prague presentation. Prague, Czech Republic. July last year, where I received the Prague Peace Prize based on the work I've been doing these past 18 years. It was quite an honor to be there. Prague is a beautiful city, an ancient city. I walked past a tavern, didn't go inside, maybe I should have. I walked past a tavern open for business. It's been open for business since before Christopher Columbus came to North America. I walked over the Charles Bridge, where the Czechs stopped the Viking invasion. My wife said, John, how do they do that? I said, well, with axes and swords and bows and arrows and so forth. So that's there. I'm very happy that we've got this thing published and ready for distribution, my new DVD. Also, at my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. This is my home business. And if you have issues with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. If you've got back pain, joint pain, the energy cleaner will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will help with that also. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning, ready to hit it again, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm working on getting Steve Whitman back on the show with me. It will probably be next week. Steve's testimony is so incredibly powerful. The first book he wrote, I'll be interviewing about his most recent book. For his first book, Winning Life's Lottery, details what he went through and how the energy cleaner helped him save his life. So energy cleaner is for sale at my website, along with the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order right there using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. Or you can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Talking about Planet X. Now, my belief, based on my knowledge and my research, is that all the planets in our solar system are warming up because of interaction with the 10th planet. And that's what's causing the freshwater melt, ice to melt in Greenland and in the Antarctic. The consequences of this by itself, people are always looking for the extremes, like how bad's the pole shift going to be, and things like that, which are, obviously those are very serious matter on one hand. On the other, the Gulf Stream having stopped by itself changes everything on this planet. No, not immediately. This is not a movie. This is a planet. And frequently, these matters of change do take time. That's what's happening. We're having severe climate disruptions in the northern hemisphere. You may or may not have heard, but Syria and surrounding areas are having the worst drought in 900 years. Their agricultural segment is just absolutely devastated. I think the drought in Syria might be largely responsible for a lot of what's going on there because of the disruption and destruction of the agricultural part of their economy. When I first found out and determined to my own satisfaction that the Gulf Stream had in fact stopped, I thought, why, I got something now I can talk about publicly. People want to understand this. They will understand it. They will embrace it, and they will incorporate that knowledge into their future plans. Well, it turned out I was wrong. It's just too esoteric. I'm sorry to report. It's too esoteric. People don't get it. Now, when I do presentations a lot in front of a live audience, if there's anybody there in the audience that's involved in agriculture in the northern hemisphere, they get it real quick because they live with us every day of the week. And most of them are wondering, what the hell is going on with the weather? Why has it become so strange, so bizarre, so unpredictable? Well, this is why. Predictability of weather is pretty much out the window. Now, every business has a business model. The business model for men and women in agriculture is the following, that they will get one bad harvest for every four good ones. That's their business model. Now, they could get two bad ones in a row. They could get five good ones in a row. But year after year, decade after decade, that's become a pretty reliable formula that they could build a business on, build a life on, and have a career and so forth, based on that presumption. Well, that's gone. That dependability of weather is gone. I focus a lot on growing grains because grains are what feeds the animals. Grains are what feed the people. Any serious long-term storage program is going to have lots of grains in it. That's pretty much a given for a number of reasons. I was wrong. The huge wake-up call that I believed the Gulf Stream stopping would be. Simply didn't happen. The mainstream media has pretty much ignored this matter, very successfully ignored it, I should say, to where hardly anybody even knows the Gulf Stream exists, let alone that it stopped. Now, the Gulf Stream hasn't stopped completely. It still comes up the east coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, starts going east by northeast. It goes out into the ocean a few hundred miles, does a little loop-de-loop and ends. That's it. Where it used to go all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to England, Ireland, Scotland, warming up where it kind of split. It didn't kind of split, but it did split. With some warming up the coast of France and some warming up Scandinavia. This is where we are. This is where we're already in it. Now, there's a Hollywood film starring Dennis Quaid that the main premise of the film is the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping. It's Hollywood. You got to keep that in mind. It's Hollywood. But the title of the film is The Day After Tomorrow. The Day After Tomorrow. That's their opening scenes in the show. Have to do with scientists in Scotland monitoring the ocean surface temperatures in the North Atlantic, and them observing firsthand the Gulf Stream stopping on their watch. Now, in the film, we go from normal to a new ice age in a matter of a few weeks. That's obviously not happening. We did, however, go to record-setting extremes within months of the Gulf Stream stopping. Now, the Gulf Stream stopped June 2010. July is the hottest month in Moscow. Moscow has something hardly any city has anywhere on the planet. Moscow has weather records going back 1,000 years. That's quite extraordinary. Say the least. Moscow had the hottest summer in 1,000 years, the summer of 2010. 6 months later, Moscow had the coldest winter in 1,000 years. The same period of time, we're having pipes freeze underground in Ireland, freezing because we had a new frost line, deeper than what we used to have. So, yes, these extremes are happening. They're happening right now. It's in my paper I wrote, The Gulf Stream Has Stopped. Let's scroll down to that. I begin with a rather dramatic introduction. The first sentence. I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second most important event in the past 2,000 years. Please read on. And it is. Quite frankly, the Gulf Stream stopping is that important. It's that important right now, on July 17th, 2018. The second most important event in the past 2,000 years. The most important event, obviously, being the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Planet X is affecting our planet. It's affecting other planets, causing them to warm up. Al Gore's film has some evidence in it, some scientific fact, and some fiction and illusion in it. There's some of each in Al Gore's award-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. The fiction has to do with what's causing this. It's not using the wrong light bulbs or cow flatulence or your neighbor's pickup truck. No, it's not. But one of the truthful things he has in there is the following, that sometime towards the middle of the century, which would be around 2050, we will have violent sea level changes with flooding worldwide. That's true. The reason that he states it happening is not the truth, but the event itself is truthful. The event itself is truthful. you need to educate yourself, ladies and gentlemen. That's, if I could just get something across to you this morning, educate yourself. There's a lot of free material at my website. Obviously, I got things to sell also, and will gladly do so. My article, The Gulfstream Has Stopped, would be helpful for you. My article, No Need for Panic, would be helpful. I believe my DVDs would as well, both of them. Global Warming, What the Government is Telling You, and Violent Climate Change, What the Government is Telling You. I think they both would be useful. And something people are always asking me, John, how can I wake up my, fill in the blank, my brother, my adult children, my parents, my uncles and aunts? Well, my DVDs have done that. There's no guarantee that they will. But in the past, my DVDs have done that. They've helped people become aware to the point where they recognize it being a clear and present danger to themselves and their family, and they start making preparations accordingly. That's what they do. I'm always getting emails and inquiries. I've had some correspondence with a gentleman recently. He just really, really needs to see Planet X. That's a burning desire, a burning passion in this man. And I understand that, and I respect it, because I was the same way when I first started in this research. The very same way. So, get over it. That's all I can say. Unless you have access to the proper equipment, it can image in the infrared light spectrum, unless you have that equipment down in extreme South America, you're probably not going to see it. Now, I've been told that every June, there's about a four-week period of time when you can see the tenth planet without any optics or any special imaging equipment. You can just look up in the sky and see it if you know where to look. Educate yourself. The articles I wrote are a good starting point. Read Dr. Velikovsky's three books. Get yourself some older books on astronomy. Get a little bit of knowledge there. That would be a good thing. Convince yourself. I'm a radio talk show host. I can't convince you of anything. You need to convince yourself that Planet X is real, that our government is preparing to deal with it, as well as the Chinese, as well as the Russians. There may be some minor governments getting prepared for it. If most likely, they're getting ready to take care of themselves and high-ranking government and military officials in many of these countries. Educate yourself, and then make your decision. Are you going to stay where you are, or are you going to relocate? First thing people do when they see these maps is they want to find out if Aunt Nellie's house in Florida is going to be underwater. Well, yes, if it's in Florida, it will be. Of course it will. I believe the highest point in the whole state is 50 feet above sea level. Not nearly high enough. Let's describe this map. Let's start at the main Canada border. The ocean will come in typically 80 to 100 miles, depending on how low the ground is and how quickly it gets to a good elevation. Moving down the coast, you've got from Maine, you've got Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York's in there, of course, and so forth, with the ocean coming in 80 to 100 miles all down the East Coast, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, so forth. 100 miles would take you up to about the Blue Ridge Parkway. The Navy says, not John Moore, the Navy says the East Coast will take damage up to the Blue Ridge Parkway. Now there, ladies and gentlemen, you've got probably close to 100 million people living. 85 to 100 million people. They all become refugees. That's one of the reasons I don't like, despite there being so many beautiful remote areas in the eastern part of the country, you really don't have the vast area you've got up west. So you need to educate yourself and look at these maps. Moving down the coast, Florida will be gone. Florida will be gone. Going to the Gulf Coast, about half of Alabama, half of Mississippi, and almost all of Louisiana. If there's any part of Louisiana above water, I'd be shocked. Texas takes damage about 80 miles to 100 miles inland, depending on how low-lying that ground is. Moving around to the West Coast, population centers will be wiped out. Los Angeles, San Francisco. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of July. Got about 3 minutes here. I want to conclude this discussion about Planet X. The question that comes up most frequently. John, when's it going to happen? Now, I don't give out dates. If I had a date that I could rely on, I would give it out, but I don't. But what I have concluded these past 18 years is the following. Pretty much the only people, there could be exceptions, but pretty much the only people really concerned about a date are the ones that are not prepared to deal with the consequences. they are not living a life of preparedness. You're living your typical urban, suburban life with a job, family obligations, social obligations, church obligations, and so forth. And they're not living a life of preparedness. Once you are, once you've done what these several thousand of Navy veterans have done, by the way, and there are several thousand in the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks, retired, with your hobby farm, your life of preparedness, then a date becomes irrelevant. It's a big so what? If you wake up every morning knowing you're going to do everything you can in your lifestyle of running your hobby farm and related items, the date becomes irrelevant. It really does. So if you're one of those people who have convinced yourself that Planet X, Nibiru, Wormwood, the 10th planet is real, if you've done that, then the next step is to prepare to deal with it. Not be searching to look at it. This one guy I've been corresponding with for 2 weeks now, he's so desperate to look at this, it's not funny, and see this thing for himself. That's wasted time, quite frankly. Once you've convinced yourself it's real, then it's time to take the next step and commence establishing the safe haven for you and people you care about. Hopefully it'll be a hobby farm. It may be something else. It's a matter of personal choice. Maybe you want to relocate to someplace south of the border. Maybe you want to live on a sailboat. I don't know. That's your choice. But make that decision and move forward with it. That's what I'm encouraging people to do, whatever that decision may be. I should mention that if you'd like to be my neighbor, my contact information is at my website. We now have a nice tile up with a waterfall on it on the left side of my homepage. If you want a home in the Ozarks, like to be John Moore's neighbor, contact me. We have a couple of parcels in the neighborhood for sale. I'd be glad to discuss with you. Both of them are suitable for hobby farms. One's quite a bit larger than the other. They're both nice properties. The land lays nice, which is in our neighborhood. The property I've got where I live, the 40 acres where I live, is not real suitable for the whole lot. Okay, we've got a top of the hour break. Back to Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.